Sean Spicer thanks Lucky Charm Breitbart for DWTS support. By Hannah Blow on October 14, 2019. Former White House press secretary and current Dancing with the Stars contestant Sean Spicer spoke to Breitbart News Sunday and called Breitbart his lucky charm, adding that his continued presence on the show demonstrates that conservatives have a voice and it is not just the loudest voices on the left that get to dominate. "It's become like the lucky charm here," Spicer told Washington political editor and Breitbart News Sunday host Matthew Boyle. "I keep figuring if I keep the pattern going, this train may keep going down the tracks." Spicer talked about his continued presence on the show, which has sent a shockwave to elites in the entertainment industry. Spicer joked that he is clearly not the most gifted dancer and does not tend to receive top scores from judges, but noted that, despite that, he is never in the bottom two. He attributes that phenomenon to the broad coalition of support from conservatives across the nation. "I'm never in the bottom two. And what that means is that people throughout the country, a lot of your listeners and readers, are voting. And my votes from people out there in America is offsetting the score not being high," Spicer said. "That really speaks to the support that's out there," he continued, adding, "it really shows that we're offsetting it." The former White House official also noted the significance of DWTS ratings and how it demonstrates that the boycotts are a bust. "We are the number one show on ABC right now," Spicer said. "And the reason I think that's interesting is, not because me or anything else, but because there was all this talk when I got on of boycott this, not watching this," he noted. "For all this talk about when I got announced on the show of people boycotting, what the message sends is, well look. Guess what? A lot of people are really tuning in. And I think that goes part and parcel with what you were talking about," Spicer continued. "If all of these people truly were boycotting like they said they were, people, whether they're listening to Breitbart or reading Breitbart or Trump supporters or fans of myself on Lindsay or whatever, are clearly engaged in watching the show and voting. In clicking. In texting, and I think that speaks volumes to your point of, well, hopefully people are getting the message." Boyle mentioned last week's elimination of NBA star Lamar Odom and asked Spicer if he thought there was a significance to his departure, particularly given the ongoing tension between the NBA and China. "I think that they feel the cause. That one of their own, one of us, has an opportunity to be this and want to make sure that we show how engaged we are. The people know that, despite all these talks of boycotts and tuning and whatever, that there are groups of people throughout country, and largely what we call flyover country, that are engaged in the process and do watch television. And advertisers and programmers should really think a lot more about engaging with us and being part of that national dialogue. It's not just the loudest voices on the left that get to dominate," Spicer added. Spicer will perform on DWTS Monday evening. Voting begins at 8 p.m. EST and runs through 10 p.m. EST. People can vote for Spicer up to 20x10 by texting Sean to 21523 and 10 by voting online at abc.com.